This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT reimagines Women's Day through policy and legislative impacts. And in other news, family rescued after car flips into freezing KZN dam. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. This Women's Month, MUT is embracing a new approach to commemorating Women's Day, one that reflects the university's evolving role as a higher education institution committed to shaping society through knowledge, research, and public policy. Rather than hosting a traditional commemorative event centered on speeches, MUT is positioning Women's Day as an opportunity to contribute meaningfully to addressing one of South Africa's most urgent human rights challenges, gender-based violence and femicide. Under the leadership of Interim Vice-Chancellor and Principal, Professor Rochelle Songa, whose academic and professional work has consistently championed human rights, constitutionalism and social justice, the university is shifting the conversation from awareness to action. For MUT, Women's Day is no longer simply a date on the calendar. It is becoming a platform through which the university fulfills its public mandates, transforming research and dialogue into meaningful contributions that influence policy, strengthen institutions, and advance human rights for generations to come. In other news, a family is recovering in hospital after their vehicle went off the R34 and plunged into a freezing dam in northern KwaZulu-Natal. This led to a dramatic rescue by members of KwaZulu-Natal Private Ambulance Service. Emergency first responded, rushed to Blue Driver Port and found the family of four trapped on the top of the vehicle. Craig Porter from KZNPA said there was no way for the family to swim to safety.
So our rescue technician in the Vryheid area actually then went into his water rescue mode and put on some water rescue equipment and established ropes and everything, and one by one slowly evacuated the family from the top of the car, which would have been the bottom because the car actually flipped onto its roof into the water. So thankfully they were actually able to get out of their car.
And
then
and finally, uThathelinye Gxathu umncintiswano we-top billing. Uyashubumba ngokujoyina uhlelo i-top billing yakwi-S3 njengoba sekukhethwe abangu-40 abaphambili abathumele imingenelo yomncintiswano. I-top billing ezakhela udumo ngokuveza ubukhazikhazi bemizi ikhuze ibuya ngo-April emuva kweminyaka eyisithupha yagcina ukudlala kwithelevishini.
Join us!
Abadidiyeli bayo baqala umncintiswano ukuthungatha umithuli omusha ozojoyina kusuka elikhulu isasasa. Abantu beziqopha bese banameka emakhasini abo ezinkundleni zokuxhumana ngethemba lokuthi kuzotonyula bona. Ukungenela kwavula ngo-April 30 kwaze kwavalwa ngo-June 30. Umncintiswano usuthathe elinye igxathu kumenyezelwa abangu-40 abadlulela esigabeni esilandelayo. Sebezobizwa bukhoma babhekwe ukuthi bawulungele yini lo msebenzi futhi bangase bebonakale kuthelevishini.
Join us this Thursday evening on Top Billing as Zozi Styles in a crafted collection by Lizanne Vivier. Jonathan takes up a secret invitation to an unforgettable chef-led gourmet dinner. A seaside Mediterranean-style classic is gloriously made over. And we announce who's made our presenter search top 40. That's Top Billing this Thursday at 7, repeat Sunday at 1 on S3, and Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. on SABC 1.
In your weather reports this morning, it's another cool and damp winter's day with showers sticking around for most of the day. Along the coast, Durban reaches 17 degrees with an 80% chance of rain. It is the wettest spot today. Richards Bay and St. Lucia are the warmest at 18 degrees with 60% chances of showers. Margate sits at 16 degrees, Port Shepstone 17 degrees, both with 60% chances of rain. Pietermaritzburg will get to 12 degrees. Also, Estcourt at 12 degrees with 60% chances of showers. Ladysmith is on 9 degrees with a 30% chance of rain. While Eqob, Umoe River and Richmond are all around 11 degrees with 60% chances of rain. In the mountains, it's chilly. Johnscastle, Goxton and Underberg all hit 9 degrees with 60% chances of showers. Ulundi and Vryheid reach 12 and 11 degrees respectively, with 60% chances of rain, while Newcastle is cooler at 7 degrees with a 60% chance of rain. Now to recap your top stories this hour, MUT reimagines Women's Day through policy and legislative impact, and family rescued after car flips into freezing KZN dam. And that is all from myself for this hour. I'll be back with the news headlines at 8:30. For MUT Radio News, I am DC Ngubane.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.